Pakistan's President General Pervez Musharraf has announced a major crackdown on militants, including two groups allegedly responsible for the December 13th attack on the Indian Parliament. Musharraf's announcement came in a nationally televised speech intended to reduce tensions with India. The two nuclear powers have massed nearly a million troops along their border. From Islamabad, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
Dressed in traditional Pakistani attire, President Musharraf delivered what many are calling the most important speech of his life. He wasted no time addressing the issue of the day, an issue that has brought South Asia to the brink of war, Pakistan's alleged support for terrorist groups.
Pakistan rejects and condemns terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Pakistan will not allow its territory to be used for any terrorist activity anywhere in the world.
The Pakistani people, Musharraf said, are tired of what he called the Kalashnikov culture. He went on to list a series of tough new measures. Two militant groups, Jaish-e-Mohammed and Lashkar-e-Taiba, are now banned. Other groups are put on notice. Pakistani police have already rounded up more than 200 suspected militants. It's too early to say for sure, but Musharraf's speech may signal a major shift in Pakistani policy, a policy that for the past decade has nurtured militant groups fighting Indian troops in Kashmir. Musharraf has now distanced his country from those groups, but not necessarily from the Kashmiri cause. Addressing the Indian Prime Minister directly, Musharraf called for direct talks over this contentious issue.
Now you must play an active role in solving the Kashmir dispute for the sake of lasting peace and harmony in the region. We should be under no illusions that the legitimate demands of the people of Kashmir can ever be suppressed without their just resolution.
Musharraf called on India to allow United Nations peacekeepers to monitor the behavior of its soldiers in Kashmir, and he ruled out handing over several Pakistanis wanted by India in connection with terrorist attacks. If there's evidence against them, Musharraf said, they'll be tried in Pakistan. But most of President Musharraf's speech focused on his vision of a more tolerant Pakistan. Speaking here through an interpreter, Musharraf minced no words in his criticism of Pakistan's Islamic extremists.
They have no respect for the rights of the general public and their duties towards the Muslim. And they won't talk about that because they have their vested interests, and their interests are for their own personal luxuries, their cars, their limousines.
From now on, Musharraf said, no new mosques can be built without government permission, and he vowed to reform Pakistan's network of madrasas, or religious schools, where many members of the Taliban regime had studied. Musharraf said that Pakistan's culture of jihad must come to an end. The only jihad that Pakistan needs, Musharraf said, is a jihad against hunger and poverty. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Islamabad.